Jeff Shapiro joins us now from the Richmond Times-Dispatch for his Friday morning analysis of the week's political news in Virginia. Hello, Jeff.
Hi, Wayne.
Governor McDonald, no doubt, is starting to work on the budget that he'll submit to the General Assembly this winter, and there are increasing signs that it's going to be a retrenchment budget.
Yes, but still a lot of happy, joy rhetoric from the governor. He announced this week that his administration has discovered another $50 million. This is essentially a consequence of agency savings, economies, if you will. This money would be available in addition to the $311 million surplus that he announced recently. Of course, there's a big debate as to whether it's a surplus, given that it depends in part on a big raid of the Virginia retirement system, close to $700 million. But there are forces and factors massing that will augur a very difficult budget. Certainly that debt fight in Washington and the federal cuts that it could generate, particularly next year, particularly in 2013. The credit rating downgrade, that could have a cascading effect on Virginia's own credit rating. Moody's, for example, is placing Virginia on a watch list because of its dependence, if not over-dependence, on federal largesse. We're seeing unemployment rise. It's now north of 6%, though a lot better here than in other states. And the market gyrations and joblessness and market gyrations potentially can cut significantly into tax revenue. So this biennial budget, this two-year budget, the only two-year budget that Bob McDonald will submit, in effect, his fiscal legacy, could be a very tight and painful one.
We have about 4 minutes left. In Washington, Virginia Congressman Eric Cantor, Majority Leader of the House of Representatives, has urged his fellow Republicans in Congress to hold the line on taxes, and by that he means not only an increase in tax rates, of course, but plugging any proverbial loopholes.
Yes, the gentleman from Henrico, in a memo to the House Republican Conference, is arguing that the S&P downgrade of U.S. paper may become a ploy to apply considerable pressure to the majority party in the House to retreat from its no new taxes stance. It's interesting that, of course, the polls on this debt deal show that a lot of Republicans, most Republicans, are very unhappy with what has come out of this this process, and that there's still a considerable sentiment for what President Obama describes as this balanced approach, one that includes additional revenues, translated new taxes, as well as spending cuts. But Eric Cantor, deferring to that fortified Tea Party presence within his caucus, is telling people what they want to hear. This is an example, I suspect, of leading by following.
Cantor, who I guess it's fair to say is Henrico County's most prominent Republican, has voiced his opinion on a political situation, a local situation in Henrico County, where the Republican nominee for Commonwealth's attorney, who appeared to be on his way to an unopposed election, has been asked by party leaders to step down.
And it appears that perhaps Eric Cantor may have an easier time controlling Republicans in Washington than Republicans in his home county of Henrico. Matt Gary, as you say, seemed to be on his way to election by acclamation as the new prosecutor in Henrico County. He has been confronted on and confessed to an adulterous affair. But one has to believe that this has more to do about control and who calls the shots within heavily Republican Henrico. So this is as much a soap opera as it is a story of political intrigue. There are many moving parts to this, many moving personalities, and perhaps an independent challenge. But the big question is, Where are the Democrats, presumably in a position to capitalize on all of this chaos within the Republican Party? Not a peep from them, and they are fast running out of time to find a candidate, if there is one, maybe a week or so, actually just over a week left to do so.
Yeah, we have just 1 minute left, and there are some primaries coming up later this month. Is anybody going to notice there are not many contests?
Not many. There's a five-way race for a Senate nomination in a new district that runs from Goochland to Lynchburg. But the bottom line here is there are more Republicans running for nominations and more Republicans challenging Democrats, even in the heavily blue areas of the state. It appears that the Republicans have the mo. We'll see. Perhaps redistricting will help the Democrats preserve their majority in the state Senate.
And in about 20 seconds, we should note that former delegate Phil Hamilton will be sentenced today on his bribery convictions.
Can't get any worse for Phil Hamilton, a guy who is in line to become chairman of the House Appropriations Committee, once angled for speaker, now heading to prison following a corruption conviction.
All right. Time's gone for today, Jeff. So we'll talk to you again next week about this same time on Morning Edition.
Have
Jeff
a great
Shapiro
weekend.
Of the Times-Dispatch.